Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Liberty Talk Radio, the voice of liberation, broadcasting from our studio in Tulsa, Oklahoma, to around the world. I'm your host, Joe Cristiano, and this is your antidote to popular talk radio. This broadcast is being brought to you live on Thursday morning, June 7th, 2011. It is now 6:31 a.m. Central Daylight Time in the good old USA. Folks, it's time for us to take back control of our government. Now, before this bureaucratic, oversized, and self-serving federal government starves us of our property, our freedom, our rights, and our liberty. To do this, we must shake conventional thinking regarding our political structure. We need to be revolutionaries in thought. This is it's in action. Only after we recognize what our government is doing to our freedom and our Constitution will we start taking it back. And this program is just about that. Well, good morning, everyone. During our live broadcast, we invite you to call toll-free 888-773-4496. That's 888-773-4496. You may still access this program through the Blog Talk Radio number of 646-652-4620. Send us your email anytime to comments@libertytalkradio.com. Love to hear from you. Love to hear your comments, your opinions, especially your criticisms and your disagreements. You can now listen to Liberty Talk Radio on 1170 KFAQ live on Saturday evening, 7 to 8 p.m. We follow the Glenn Beck Show. That's 7 o'clock Central Time. The show will be rebroadcasted on Sunday morning at 6 a.m. What a strange time that is. But I was broadcasting at that time. It's great. You get it over with first thing in the morning, but I didn't get many call-ins. But on Saturday night, you get a lot of call-ins. I also encourage you to get educated on economic issues. Go to Andy Sutton's website, sutton-associates.net, and sign up. In his monthly newsletters and podcasts, Andy discusses economic issues and how they affect you. For your daily commentary on current issues, I suggest that you read the briefs by Paul Jacobs, Common Sense. Go to thisiscommonsense.com. Liberty Talk Radio broadcasts are archived and available from our website, as well as iTunes. You may also follow us on Twitter under @LibertyJoe. Lastly, I would also like to remind our listeners to subscribe to our reminder service by visiting our website and clicking on the subscribe button. Icon. Now, that's a lot, isn't it? To do first thing in the morning. I'm hardly awake and I have to read all that stuff. My eyes don't function very well. Well, good morning, everyone. I do hope you're out there. And I do hope you are listening. Even if it's with one ear and one eye open, that's fine. We'll get through to you sooner or later. Today, I wanted to talk a little bit about just a couple of subjects. Nothing big. Compromise and war. No big subjects, you know, at all. We hear that comment, compromise, you know. Well, it looks like, you know, if we could only compromise, if Congress would only compromise, if the president would only compromise, and everyone's, you know, we have been conditioned to the point that if everything we do, we must compromise. Everything. I mean, it's a conditioning process, folks. Now, I don't know if it's deliberate. I don't know what it is, but it's effective. Because I have friends saying, well, you can never say this on this thing, and you can never say that. It's always something in the middle. And I always say, it's never something in the middle. And the example I give, and I may have done this before, if I'm repeating myself for the 1,000th time, I apologize. Just listen to it. You know, it's like a guy, you know, beats his wife 7 days a week. He comes home from work, beats his wife to hell every day, all right? And says, oh, that's ridiculous, you know? Let's compromise. All right, I'll just beat you on Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday. You know, does that make any sense? You say, well, no, what he did was wrong in the first place. What he did was abominable. I mean, he should be given the gas chamber for what he did, you know? But no, we don't compromise on that. And the problem that we have today is that we have Congress doing things that they should not be doing. They should not be doing, but they compromise. And people say, oh, finally we're getting something done. They're compromising. We have become such a numb nation, it is unbelievable. I like Gerald Celente references our freedom, and he doesn't say it's freedom, it's freedom. F-R-E-E-D-U-M-B. I like that. Jerry, you did a good job. We don't have freedom anymore. We have freedoms. We have free people who think they are free and are dumb as hell. And I don't understand that. Why would you compromise? I never compromise. Now, if someone presents me with facts and says, hey, Joe, look at this. I go, oh, my God, I was wrong. I'm not going to compromise and say, well, now I'm going to correct my position halfway. I just correct my position to the correct way. Why would I go halfway? Why would I compromise that? But we do that all the time. And we say that as if, you know, we're so smart, you know, we're so intellectual. Say, oh, we have to compromise. No, we don't. And I think a problem, I this came to me. I think the reason why we say we have to compromise is because we don't know what we're talking about. Think about that. We compromise because we haven't the foggiest idea what we're talking about. Not the faintest idea. If you don't know what you're talking about, you're like, well, let's compromise. No, you don't compromise. If you're doing the wrong thing, you're doing the wrong thing. And Congress compromises all the time. And what they're doing is always the wrong thing or something that they're not permitted to do or shouldn't be doing in the first place. Oh, yeah, you can bend. Oh, yeah, we have a living constitution where you bend each word to fit every single occasion. Well, that's not a constitution. It's like saying, we have the Ten Commandments, or, you know, whatever religion you want to pick, you know, they have the commandments, whatever they are. And I'm not picking on one religion, any religion. You say, oh, however, comma. But you know what? We even compromise there. We even compromise the Ten Commandments. And by the way, Ten Commandments, I understand, is there's several religions that have the likings of the Ten Commandments, very similar to that, of the Christian religion. And they're basically the same, you know? Like, you know, thou shalt not kill type stuff. But we compromise that. Thou shalt not kill. Preemptive strikes, that's okay. We had a compromise. Those people were bad. We knew they were bad. Don't ask me how I know. Just believe what I say. We got to go over there, kill lots of people. But in doing so, we're going to use up a lot of bombs. We're going to use up a lot of planes, a lot of fuel. We're going to get this economy going. At the expense of a few thousand, maybe tens of thousands of people. But that's, you know, they're in the way. That's the way we do things today. Just think of that. We compromise. I don't understand that at all. I never compromise. You should never compromise. And we compromise because we do not know what we are talking about. You come home someday, find your wife in bed with another man. She says, excuse me, honey, could we compromise? What would you say? Oh, sure. I'm so glad you said that. Phew. I thought you were going to be a stick in the mud and not want to compromise. You see, I mean, it doesn't make any sense. We don't think that way. We would never do things that way. But we hear that word compromise on television, which tells us what? That we listen to too much television. Everything we hear, we get from TV. Did you hear what happened? I saw it on TV. I saw it on CNN. You know, I saw it on TV, and TV said, and then. That's all we know. Ask a person anything out of what they see on TV, they don't know squat. But they sure can compromise. You know, when we go to war, we go to war, we say, well, you know, these are demands that we have on you, or else we're going to bomb the hell out of you. Let's compromise. What do you mean compromise? You're not going to bomb anybody. Why should we bomb anybody? We're going to go over there and kill lots of people for our reasons?
Well, we have reasons. They're bad people there. They're really bad people. But we're willing. I'll tell you, we're willing to compromise.
You know, it's like someone breaking into your home, right? And they have a gun in their hands and a whole bit, you know? And they say, all right, give me everything you own. And you say, wait a minute, can we compromise? No, get out of my house. Put the gun down. Get out of here. Not compromise. They're doing something wrong. And we justify doing everything wrong. Justify by saying we compromised.
Well, you know, we couldn't have been that extreme. We couldn't have gone there at all.
And we have been educating the populace on compromise. That's all we know. Principle? Forget it. You never hear that word anymore. Forget it. There ain't no such thing as principle. And as a result, we go to war, kill tens of thousands, sometimes millions of people, and we say, well, you know, we try to compromise with them and they wouldn't do it. We got to be the dumbest people in the world. We have got to be the dumbest. Now I know. I know why people on the planet Zorg considered the United States their insane asylum. I understand that now. And I'm one of them. Makes no sense whatsoever. I'd like someone to call and tell me what you would compromise. Compromise your values? Now, of course, if you're in a negotiations with somebody,
you say, well, you know, in negotiations, you know, he wants $10 and you want to pay $5 and you settle at $7.50.
Well, you both lied. You both lied in the beginning. You knew you were going to pay $7.50 in the first place. You're playing a game. You didn't compromise. You knew you weren't going to spend it, get it for $5, and he knew that he wasn't going to sell it for $10. You played a game. You look at something and say, to me, sir, this is worth $7.50. Guy says, no, it's worth $10. Have a nice day. Goodbye. Gone. Forget it. Finito. Now, you can change the rules. Not change the rules, but you can make situations more attractive. You say, well, I want to pay $7.50. He says he wants $10. You say, well, what if I buy two? Will you sell me two for $15 instead of $20? Well, he's moving more product now. He may say, good alternative. I like that. I move twice as much, make a little bit less margin, but I move more product. You got it for $7.50. In other words, a quantity discount. That's not compromise. No one compromised anything. When you compromise and you say, I want 10, I want to give you 5, you walk away $7.50. One guy says, this bum cheated me out of $2.50. And the other one says, this bum cheated me out of $2.50. What a happy transaction that is. Compromise. We watch too much television. We are free dumbville. Dumb, D-U-M-B, as Gerald Celente said. You got to get his newsletter. He's great news. They're great newsletter. I love reading them. It tells you what's going on. It gives you a forecast. You should subscribe to it. I guess $99 a year or something. It's expensive. Not expensive, but it's worth it. Well worth it. But he talks about these things. And how dumb we are. And I'm with Gerald. And we're dumb. You could you imagine that we are still saying that
reason why they attacked the World Trade Center the way they did is because they don't like our freedom.
What the hell is that supposed to mean? I never understood that. When I heard that, my mind went crazy. I almost went blind. Drove me crazy. Drove me absolutely nuts. They don't like our freedom.
Well, let's see. Let's bomb that country. I don't think I like their coconuts.
That makes no sense.
We bombed them because of their coconuts. We did that. Of course, we always bomb bad coconuts. You know that. I think it's in our constitution somewhere. I don't know where it is, but it's in our constitution.
That's how stupid it is, and that's how stupid we are. This should not be the United States of America. United Stupidity of America. We are so stupid it's unbelievable. And all we do is watch television. We watch television, and we get dumber and dumber and dumber and dumber. I don't know how we can get any more dumb. I have people who are really smart, really, really smart people. Own nice houses, family, and the whole bit. And they have political science in the front of the house. on politicians that I personally know that are really stupid. And they have a sign, vote for this guy. I think if this guy knew this guy, he wouldn't put the sign there. But he doesn't know it. He just believes, oh, he's my party, so I gotta support him. I mean, some of them I know personally. Dumb as a rock. And people are out there campaigning for them. I wouldn't. They're dumb. Dumb and they're unconstitutional. They have no idea what they're talking about.
Yeah, but it's my party. I got to support my party, you know. That's I'm a party man. That's what I do. I'm a party man. That's what I... You got to be a party man. You're a party man. You're nothing in this world. You know that. Yeah, no identity whatsoever.
All that stupid garbage. I need a little drink. I have no coffee today, by the way. But, you know, I'm stoked up on, what do they call that, herbal tea. Because I have to have coffee later on. At a meeting, and I figured I'm not going to have coffee twice. So what we're going to do is I'm going to have coffee today.
You're listening to Liberty Talk Radio. Political talk derived from a historical perspective. Not always palatable, but good food for thought. Pure libertarian talk with host Joe Cristiano. LibertyTalkRadio.com.
Folks, this is Joe Cristiano. You're listening to Liberty Talk Radio. Our call-in number is 888-773-4496. That's 888-773-4496. Please call in with your questions, comments. Even call me and say, Joe, you're dumb. That's fine. Just call. Make me feel good, you know. Comments at libertytalkradio.com. That's our email address. It's comments at libertytalkradio.com. I'd love to hear from you. Any question, especially if you disagree. You know, I don't want to preach to the choir. It's a waste of time. You know, many talk show hosts, you know, they're of a political persuasion. Everyone of that political persuasion, listen to them. Maybe they get stragglers every once in a while. I don't want that. First of all, I want everyone to listen to this program. And secondly, when I say everyone, I mean not everyone of my political leanings, if you will. Everyone. Even if you're on the opposite side of the fence, please, you'll make this interesting. At least you'll make me think, you know, and please, if I'm wrong, I will admit I'm wrong. Now, we compromise our principles. What's the result of that? We go to war. We always do that.
Well, we gave them an opportunity to respond to us and answer to the allegations, and they didn't respond, and they could have at least compromised. If they would have compromised, we would have prevented this war. You know that. There was no war at all. That all they had to do was compromise.
You know, all that stupid garbage. All the stupid garbage. We can prevent war. We can prevent ourselves from killing other people, you know, if they would only compromise. Well, whoop-de-do. I mean, someone else has to do something to please us. Please us. I mean, they just can't do something good or something right. They have to do it so it pleases us so we don't kill them. That's war today. That's all our wars today. If you understand that, explain it to me. My brain can't function. It doesn't process. Goes blank. My left eye, I can't see out of it. Go nuts. I have no idea what they're talking about. And think of the idiocy of war. Think about it. With a show of hands, how many people have people that they really hate and despise for despicable things that they've done to them personally from Afghanistan? Raise your hand, please. Come on, raise your hands. I don't see anyone's hands go up. See what I mean? You, I, everyone we know, we have no enemies.
Well, it's the nature of man to be at war. Don't you read your history books? It's a man of nature.
What a garbage statement that is. That's an absolute garbage statement. It is the nature of governments that go to war. It is the nature of governments that go to war, not man.
Well, man is, governments are composed of man and mankind, and that's the same thing, you know. What's the matter? Your brain stuck or something?
No, it's not the same thing. Because if we didn't have these centralized, stupid governments telling us what the hell to do, controlling us, accumulating all the wealth, and killing everybody else, we wouldn't have this problem. There is no one in Afghanistan that I dislike. There's no one I want to kill in Afghanistan. No one. There's no one in Iraq, in Syria, in Lebanon, Yemen, Libya, any place else around the world. I have no interest in killing them. And I'll tell you this, I'll bet if I landed in any one of those countries, not as a soldier, as a person, as a tourist, if you will, I'll bet I get treated in those countries better, far better than I ever get treated here in my own country. Think about that. You would get treated better. And everyone says this. They go, you know, I've been to Kyrgyzstan, you know, and boy, the people were so nice. How many times do you hear that? Hear it all the time. I went to Sri Lanka. You know, you wouldn't believe it. You wouldn't believe it. The people were so warm and friendly and accommodating. It was wonderful. I mean, it was beyond all my expectations. Well, we got to kill them. That's what. How dare they be nice? The government doesn't like to hear that. The government wants us to believe they're bad. You know, my father had that mentality. I mean, not that he wanted to kill anybody. But, you know, he was European, you know, and he had like a point system for every single race in the world, country in the world. You know, if you were German, you scored so many points. You're English. Amazing. Made no difference who he was talking to, talking about. He didn't know these people. They got a number. You were from this country. You only scored 43 out of 100. You were lost. Forget about it. You were no good. You know, it's amazing. It's amazing the way we incorporate that into the very fiber of who we are. Why can't we go to governments and say, hey, government, listen, you want to go, you, Mr. President, you want to go to war with this country? Be my guest. When are you leaving? You'd be surprised how fast all the wars would end. You know, we're so narrow-minded. You know, the government talks about, you know, pollution and the greenhouse effect. What do you think all of these wars, you think these wars improve the greenhouse effect or, I mean, reduce the greenhouse effect? All these aircraft carriers that around the world that are flying aircraft, tens of thousands of every day for gallons of fuel just to keep them in the air, on and off the deck. Those crashing, they crash every day, those things. I bet you we get an airplane crashing every day on an aircraft carrier, one aircraft carrier. I'll bet every day, if not more. One jet takes off, how much pollution do you think that causes?
Well, we got to keep them in the air. You know, you got to keep yourself on alert all the time.
They're sitting ducks. What about all the dozen ships that have to support the aircraft carrier? How much pollution do they put out? Well, we don't count that. No.
Well, you know, you got to have a national defense. What's the matter with you, boy? Your brains are weak?
You know, it's just dumb. It's absolutely dumb. It's all meant to enrich those in power, those people who have control of the currency. They are enriched. They don't go to war. They send young men and women to go to war. War is dumb. It's stupid. No reason for it.
Well, we try to compromise. They wouldn't compromise, so We nuked the son of a bitch, you know.
No, that's dumb. That's really stupid and dumb. But that's our mentality. People are still saying we were attacked on 9/11 because they hate our freedom. It amazes me. It absolutely amazes me that anyone would go there. I mean, just think of the logic of that. How do they know we're free? They're 7,000 miles away. How do they know we're free? You ever think of that? How? They read it in a book?
Well, I've been reading in a book here that this country's really free, you know, so let's bomb them. Yeah, let's go kill all those people.
It's so beyond comprehension, and that's the main comment, response that you hear regarding 9/11. Or justification. The justification, they hate our freedom. And no one's yelling, no one's screaming, saying, are you kidding me? When our elected officials said that, why didn't we just say, you're out of here. You're nuts. You're crazy. You're out of your mind. No, we all fell in line. Each one of us fell in line. I'm going to do a program someday and talk about, well, Joe, what can we do? You know, there's not much we can do. There's a lot that we can do. A lot. And it doesn't take belonging to any organization. There's things that we can do individually that can change the course of this nation. And there's simple things. Simple. And you don't need 100% of the population to do it, or 90% or 80%. 5% of the population does whatever, does the right thing, bingo, you get a change. 5%, guarantee. I remember when I lived in Houston, Texas. Oh boy, the traffic there was unbelievable. I mean, they were convinced that someday one car was going to break down, and there was going to be gridlock on the throughways. No car would ever get off, and every car was going to rot right there on the throughway. Oh, they had all these stories. It was that bad. I mean, bumper to bumper forever. And then there was a downturn in the economy, and the traffic count reduced by 3%. 3% cars were flying on those throughways. 3%, and we went from absolute gridlock to bing, flying like crazy. People lived all the way out, were getting to work on record time. 3%. It didn't take 50, 60, or 70% of the cars off the road. It took 3% to affect that change. And in most cases, it takes 5%. 5% of the people start doing things. For example, let me just give you one example. What if 5% of the people who fly say, I'm not going to fly anymore. I'm not going to be interrogated. I'm not going to be put through that. I'm not going to fly. 5%. Airlines would all close down. They couldn't take it. They couldn't take the revenue drop. What would happen if they had a revenue drop like that? Well, they go out of business. Well, if they go out of business, they can't pay their friends in Washington. You see what happened? And all you see how the ball rolls in reverse? Now the people in Washington not getting their kickbacks from the airline industry in order to enact laws, blah, 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 all the way down the line. And all of a sudden, we got to change the rules. We got to get these people back on airplanes. We got to get these airlines, you know, profitable again. And the more they try, the more we shouldn't fly. If we did that, we could affect the change in this country. But you know what we do? We go, I got to fly. I want to, you know, I've been working all year and I deserve a vacation. I always wanted to go to Cancun and I want to go to Cancun. You can't tell me not to go. You're an idiot. You get exactly what you deserve. I go to airports, people lined up. I don't fly anymore. I go to pick people up. I don't fly anymore. I fly if I absolutely have to. Meaning my wife says, you're going to fly. We're going. Or else, I fly. And that happens maybe once a year. Maybe once a year. In fact, I went to my son Todd's wedding. Denver, Colorado, from Tulsa, Oklahoma, we drove. Well, we drove because my son didn't want to fly, and we picked him up. But we drove. Flying would have been a lot easier. You see what I mean, folks? It doesn't take much. Do you know that only 5% of the population was really anti-British when, during the Revolution? 5%. That affected a change. We don't need everybody. Let's take a break.
You're listening to Liberty Talk Radio. Political talk derived from a historical perspective. Not always palatable, but good food for thought. Pure libertarian talk with host Joe Cristiano. LibertyTalkRadio.com.
Good morning, folks. This is Joe Cristiano. You're listening to Liberty Talk Radio. Our call-in number is 888-773-4496. It's 888-773-4496. Or you can call the Block Talk Radio number, 646-652-4620. Love to hear from you. We only have a few more minutes, but love to hear someone call in, give me their thoughts, their opinions, and even argue with me. It would be great. It would be a change. I know it's early in the morning. I don't expect any calls or many calls at all. So, but if you did, it'd make me feel good. Okay? Please, make me feel good. 888-773-4496. Your comments to comments@libertytalkradio.com. comments@libertytalkradio.com. You know, when you think about the causes of war, what do? We repeat exactly what is told to us. And then we repeat it. And we say, that's why we had to go to war. I mean, isn't anyone waking up? Why is everyone so afraid to believe that this government is lying to us? On my program, I did mention in the beginning, 1170 KFAQ, Saturday evening, 8 o'clock, 8 p.m. I follow Glenn Beck. I got an hour program. After Glenn Beck, 1170 KFAQ AM. Love for you to call in. Listen in and call in. I forgot what I was going to say. Isn't that amazing? What I was going to say, I just fell right out of my head. That happens once in a while. It's like a black hole. Bing! It's gone. I couldn't tell you in a million years what I was going to say. I haven't the foggiest idea what I was going to say. Anyway, why we believe in the theorem that it is human nature to go to war, I don't understand that. Let's assume for a second it's been proven. It's been proven that it's human nature to go to war. Does that mean we have to? Well, it's human nature, I guess. I guess I got to go there and shoot that guy. I don't want to, but, it's human nature. No, we don't have to do anything. Why don't we do nothing? Just like my mother used to say. I mean, God bless her soul. I mean, just this woman was wonderful. She'd say if people would only stay home, mind their own business, the world would be a better place. What better advice could you have? If people would just stay home, mind their own business, the world would be a better place. Mahmoud Ahmadinejad wants atomic weapons. So what?
Well, he's got to nuke Israel.
That's Israel's problem.
Well, they're the only free country.
No, they're not a free country. They're no more free than anybody else.
Democratic country.
Oh, yeah, they're democratic. They're really democratic. If I went to Israel, could I become a citizen? No, you got to be Jewish. How democratic is that? It's as democratic as two wolves and a hen deciding what they're going to have for dinner. You see, we say these things. We don't know what we're talking about. We have no idea what we're talking about. And all we do is persist on repeating it and repeating it. And you know what the sin is? Is we're teaching our kids to be stupid. You know, what I find objectionable is that parents are not advising their children about the horrors of war. You know what they say?
I'm proud that he's going to war. He's going to, fight for this country.
They're proud. They're actually proud that he's going to go put the uniform on. The government will take this kid from being a nice kid to being a killer, put him overseas to kill people they don't know. And the parents are proud. The parents are misguided. The parents could not be doing a worse thing. Then when Johnny doesn't come back, you hear about the all the patriotism and the family crying and how horrible and how those people are. I don't understand that. You know, Mr. and Mrs. America, you are sending your daughters, your sons, to a combat zone, a guerrilla combat zone. There is a good chance they may not come back. And if they do, they may not come back whole, physically or mentally. And most likely, the odds are they're not going to come back the same, anywhere near the same. And they're going to have a very difficult time readjusting to regular everyday life. This is what you are doing to your children, your sons and your daughters. No more and no less. It's like signing a death sentence or signing a proclamation that they will have a conscience that will drive them nuts for the rest of their lives. And are we to blame the Taliban or the Al-Qaeda? No. We are to blame the fathers and mothers of America. And they figure, well, better he go to war, better he go in the army, than he stay unemployed, because you know how bad things are. And we can even guide them to create some work. Of what value is a parent that has raised a child that has no sense of wealth, no skills, no nothing, can't find work or a job, and says, well, we'll relegate them going into the army and the armed forces, and I know they're going to get killed, or good chance they're going to get killed. Of what value? Where is the parent's thought process? And why are they surprised when the two military guys show up at the front door with a flag? Why are they surprised? Who are they to blame? The Al-Qaeda? We don't even know who Al-Qaeda is. The reason why I think they cry is because they're blaming themselves. They know what they did. They know they could have educated their students, their sons and their daughters on the horrors of war and the horrors of government. You see, if someone understands why you would not go to war, they won't feel compelled to do it. Tell them, just don't go, you may get hurt. That's not going to do it.
He said, well, no, they got hurt. I won't. I'll go there and I'll come back and I'll be a hero. That's what will happen. But if they understood, how many people in Afghanistan and Iraq came back and said, this was not a war? Many of them. This was not a war. This was a military occupation. We had no right being there. They won't go back. You see, the parents should have been doing that. The children should not have had to arrive at that conclusion themselves, because most of them would never make it that far, mentally or physically. Folks, we only have a couple of more minutes. I think I'm going to shut down. I'm going to shut down this program early today. I do invite you to listen to my program on 1170 KFAQ AM, Saturday evening, 7 to 8, following Glenn Beck for 1 hour. If you do call in. The number there for that station is 855-866-1170. That's 855-866-1170. I sure hope that I do hear from you. Okay, and with that, we'll conclude this program. This is the end of today's program. We'd like to thank Ranchacres Audiology for the financial support, and we'd like to thank you for listening in. Ranchacres Audiology is a family hearing practice at 3227 East 31st Street in Tulsa. They may be reached at 918-749-7711. Call them for all your hearing needs. You'll be glad you did. Folks, you can further the cause of liberty by recommending this program to your friends and let us hear from you. Our email address is comments@libertytalkradio.com. Remember, you're either allowing your liberties to be taken away or you're striving to protect them. There is no middle ground. Ron Paul has a sign on his desk that says, don't steal. The government hates competition. With that, until next time, I'm Joe Cristiano. This is Liberty Talk Radio. Stay well. Stay tuned.